This is NPR.
A British journalist for CBS in Iraq is now free after 2 months in captivity. The Iraqi military rescued photographer Richard Butler in a military operation. Gunmen had kidnapped him from his hotel room in Basra. The military says he's in good condition. And after a months-long power struggle, Kenya's President Mwai Kibaki and his main political rival Raila Odinga have named a national unity cabinet. Kibaki was declared the winner of the presidential vote back in December. That international observers say that vote is flawed. So the president's allies retain the most powerful ministries, like finance and foreign affairs, while Odinga, who claims to have won the presidential vote, was appointed prime minister. Time to put your money where your mouth is. That's the message from the head of the World Bank about how the international community needs to step up and deal with what has become a global food crisis. Yesterday, World Bank President Robert Zoellick called on governments to rapidly carry out commitments to provide the United Nations World Food Program with $500 million in emergency aid. He says rising food prices are pushing more people into poverty.
Based on a very rough analysis, we estimate that a doubling of food prices over the last 3 years could potentially push 100 million people in low-income countries deeper into poverty.
Zoellick spoke as the World Bank and International Monetary Fund concluded their spring meetings in Washington over the weekend. The rising cost of food has caused deadly violence in several countries. To this country now, and that West Texas polygamous compound that was raided last week. The mothers of some of the hundreds of children removed from the compound have written to Texas Governor Rick Perry, asking for help in regaining custody of their sons and daughters. The letter claims many of the children have become sick as a result of their new living situation. Authorities are analyzing information from cell phones and other devices seized from the compound. From member station KUT in Austin, here's Matt Largie.
A judge ordered all phones and electronic devices taken away from the hundreds of women and children removed from a ranch run by the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The order was requested by court-appointed lawyers for 18 of the more than 400 girls now under state protection. Patrick Crimmins is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
The order is designed to prevent improper communication, tampering with witnesses, and to ensure no outside interference in the attorney-client relationship.
Authorities removed the women and children from the West Texas compound last weekend. They were responding to a complaint from a 16-year-old girl who said she was being physically and sexually abused by her 50-year-old husband.
Matt Largie reporting from Austin. And a big win yesterday for South African golfer Trevor Immelman. He won the Masters Golf Tournament by 3 strokes under Tiger Woods. It's Immelman's first win in one of golf's 4 major tournaments. He's also the first South African to win the green jacket since Gary Player did it 30 years ago. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.